The Warriors and Rockets going at it in a gritty game at Oracle Arena where execution down the stretch was critical. Stephen Curry bringing the energy with a game-high 24 points. He had 4 three-pointers, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists. Klay Thompson joining Steph with 4 trays en route to 20 points on the night with 8 boards. JaVale McGee strong in the paint with 13 points, while Andre Iguodala 14 points and solid defense, which was key as the Warriors take it 107-98 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Steph.
I think we kind of let our guard down a little bit. This team was coming off a back-to-back, you know, with their game in Portland last night. So just felt like we let down early and we didn't have our defensive intensity where it needed to be. And it seemed like the last 2 or 3 minutes of the second quarter that changed and it carried over to the second half. Our defense from that point on was fantastic.
Steve, was it mean to have a game like this where Draymond's offense wasn't there and he didn't let it affect his defense?
Yeah. It's the first thing I thought of when I looked at the stat sheet. You know, it's Draymond, 2 for 11, you know, missed all 3 of his 3s. And you look at the plus minus, he's a plus 15, highest in the game for anybody. And, you know, Draymond is his offense, at least his shooting, is just going to come and go. But he's always going to be an integral part of the offense, setting screens, passing the ball, moving, cutting. I mean, he's just such a big part of everything we do. But his defense is really what makes him who he is. I think he's the best defensive player in the league, and I thought he showed that tonight. And we got to mention Andre as well in that same breath. His defense tonight and everything he did was fantastic. He just continues his great play.
Steve, down the stretch you got big plays from so many different guys, yeah. From Ian and from Matt's big basket there. I mean, how nice is it to see something like that at this stage of the year?
Yeah, well, you know, it's we played 11 people tonight. We played all 11 guys that we had available, and they all played important minutes for us. McAdoo came in, gave us a burst, and JaVale's minutes in the second quarter were great. And so it's just nice to be able to count on so many different people and trust all of our players. And they understand that if they stay ready, they're going to get a chance. And they all produce. They all stay prepared.
You just mentioned JaVale. It seemed like those minutes you talked about, you guys really kind of needed a spark at that time. Can you elaborate a little bit on what he meant for you tonight?
Yeah, well, you know, he's so athletic, and the threat of the lob is always an important factor with JaVale. And just felt like, you know, even more so tonight, you know, they jumbled up the matchups. They really kind of changed all the matchups since the last time we played them. And so it was good for us to, because of all the switching and what they were doing, to put that lob threat in there. And he got several quick baskets as soon as he got in, and that helped turn the tide for us.
You obviously haven't lost since the much-discussed rest game in San Antonio. Is it a bit much to say?
I'm sorry?
You haven't lost since the much-discussed rest game in San mm-hmm. Antonio. Is it a bit much to, you know, hypothesize, theorize that, you know, that's a big reason why you've won 10 straight games?
I'll let you hypothesize on that. But we needed the rest, and it helped. I don't know how much, but it helped.
So how huge was this week going into playoffs with the 3 wins you guys had? How does that boost the team morale, and how are you guys, like, going at it now going into April?
The last 3 games you're talking about?
Yeah, this week. I mean, facing the top teams
in
the West.
It's been a great week. It's been a great couple of weeks. And the biggest thing is that our defense during this 10-game streak has been fantastic. I mean, we're routinely holding teams, to a low shooting percentage. I think over that stretch, over those 10 games, teams have shot less than 40% total. And that's a pretty amazing number in the NBA. So it's great. We got 6 games to go, and you know, we don't have the 1 seed locked up yet. So we've got to keep going, and we'll see how it all plays out.
14 blocks tonight. I think 7 of those in the third. How big was the rim protection, particularly by JaVale? I think he had 5.
Yeah, JaVale had one stretch in the second quarter where he made 2 or 3 right in a row. That was big. I thought Draymond was tremendous coming over from the weak side. He had 3 blocks. Andre, you know, we just have a lot of guys who are capable of getting a block shot here and there. And, you know, maybe not the one dominant shot blocker like we used to with Bogut, you know, or Azili, but just everybody chipping in and staying active and, you know, getting their hands up vertical at the rim and trying to bother the shot.
The Rockets are a tough team to guard. You've talked before about their ability to draw fouls. Is there a benefit to playing them twice in pretty quick succession this close to the playoffs? I mean, who knows if you're going to play them, but just to have that experience right now?
Sure. They're a great team. They're really hard to guard, and Harden puts so much pressure on you. And I thought we made a big improvement tonight from the other night in terms of not reaching. They still went to the line a lot in the first half, but in the end they ended up with 23 free throws. It was 39 the other night. So I thought we learned quite a bit and made a good adjustment. And, you know, we'll see what happens down the road. But it's always good to be challenged and play against a great team because it forces you to really be on edge and ready.
They started Harden on Pachulia in those first and third quarters. Did that throw you guys off a little bit? And just how tough is it to, you know, you might want to go to that post-up mismatch, but you don't want to just post a guy up a ton?
Yeah, it was totally different matchups from the other day, and they jumbled all of that. And I thought it threw us off a little bit early. We were maybe force-feeding Zaza, and I think, you know, in those situations, you just have to play. You know, I always tell the guys, just move the ball, let it come out in the wash. They think I'm crazy for using that phrase. They don't know what it means, but I try to explain it to them. But I think when you just play, instead of trying to lock in on a matchup, I think you're much better off. And I thought it wasn't just the Zaza Harden matchup. I thought there were several instances in the first half where we were trying to isolate one of our players on a smaller guy, and the ball wasn't really moving like it normally does for us. And we went away from that in the second. The ball started moving better, and we broke free.
When you have an opportunity to play these teams that you might see later on, you want to leave a good memory and continue to get better. I mean, we're focused on ourselves and how we're playing. The tests keep coming, and, you know, with 6 games left in the season, you kind of understand the moment, and for us, we just want to continue to plug away and get better as we go into the playoffs.
14 more blocks for you guys tonight. Can you believe what you guys have done this season without a top 8 shot blocker still leading the league as a team in blocks, you know, pretty comfortably?
Yeah, because I think our philosophy, obviously, we want to take away a 3-point line and funnel everybody to the paint. And when you have guys, 1, 2, 3, you have 5 guys that had at least a block, you know, 4 with multiple, doing it by committee. When KD gets back, he obviously's proven he can do that as well. It's big for us. We can turn those defensive stops into, you know, fast break opportunities for us. So blocks by committee is pretty solid. I don't have anything to do with that.
This is a couple games now where you guys have had a good win against a great team, and there was still a stretch early on where the team struggled a little bit. Is that frustrating, or do you kind of get comforted by the fact that you know that you can come back and win?
Well, we're not going to – every game's not perfect. We understand that. In the playoffs, you're not going to, you know, in the first 6 minutes, just blitz somebody and go up double digits. And there might be nights like tonight where it takes a while for you to kind of find a rhythm, but – you know, you gotta win games all sorts of different ways. So, you know, from the San Antonio game where you're down 20 whatever in the first quarter to tonight where it's kind of close, but we couldn't find any real momentum until late in the second quarter. You just gotta stick with the program and focus on every possession and try to you know figure it out. So, kind of feel like these last 4 games have all had playoff intensity, and we've you know, come out on top in all of them, just, you know, win in all sorts of different ways.
Now, you've seen it for a few years now, but what goes through your mind when you see somebody, no matter how big they are, how small they are, go after Draymond, like they, like on offense, try and take Draymond?
I mean, teams try all sorts of stuff. It's kind of weird that what they did tonight. In the first quarter, we kind of was a little passive, trying to figure out the mismatches and stuff like that, and nitpick it. But you know, he finds a way, and you know, for him to be able to play make the way he did with, you know, all sorts of guys trying to guard him and the way that they were shuffling around, you know, shows his IQ. And, you know, it was a good test for us because, you know, having played him, you know, 2 games ago to now is totally different, you know, strategy by them, and we had to figure it out.
Steph, tonight the team honored women for Women's History Month, and I know you grew up with strong women in your family, and you're surrounded by women in your household currently.
I have two male dogs, but yeah.
Oh, that's right. How's that working out, by the way? So can you talk about what Women's History Month means to you?
It means a lot, obviously, encouraging and supporting the women in my life. Like you said, I've had, you know, with my mom, who was had a huge impact in my upbringing and even to this day. You know, with what she did for me and my siblings growing up, and invaluable presence in our lives, and to now have a wife and two daughters, and see, you know, them come into their own and try to be, you know, a great father figure for them, but understand that they have, you know, great lives ahead of them with hopefully a lot of potential and passion for this life. So it's unbelievable, and obviously for the Warriors and to honor all the women in our organization, all the fans, and you know, use this month to recognize the women in everybody's lives is definitely amazing. I want to keep that going.
And 5 of the Warriors' next 6 games are here at home, and coming up next is a game on Sunday evening with the Washington Wizards visiting. At Oracle Arena, I'm Lawrence Scott.